the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Rather make noise, Evans, and joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rocking and rolling edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And boy, do we got a slate of college basketball games tonight. Utterly redonkulous, off the charts action that is sure to be grabbing dollars out of our wallets. Hopefully, we're going to be able to duplicate, maybe triple, possibly quadruple our winnings as a result. And there's no better way to start it off than hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, Lundy. Plus 100 odds or greater. That is the requirement. So whether it's in college basketball tonight, maybe you're peering ahead in the future at various sports, at various markets. Maybe you're getting absolutely crazy with some more curling action, which they continue to curl in the Olympics. That's been going on now, it seems like, for the last 364 days, approximately. All I require, Luddy, is for you to give me some plus money. So what you got?
Well, the reason they keep showing the curling, Brad, is because everybody loves it. Because we all sit at home and we think we can do it.
Yeah, that's valid.
Popular. They just assume, you know, people at home, like, oh, you know, I could do that. You know, you're like texting your buddy, you know. You've got like a tall Bush Light in your hands and you're like, hey, dude, we could do this. This would be fun. We could totally do this. Brad, yeah, I'm going to go to your neck of the woods. Let's talk some college basketball. The marquee game coming up here. We got Purdue. We got Michigan. Here's what I'm going to say. I need at least 150 points in the game. Over under right now is at 157.5, bringing it down by a half dozen and some change. I think we're going to see scoring. Michigan has broken 80 points in five straight games, eight out of their last 10. So they're going to be scoring some points. I don't think Purdue's defense is nearly as good as it has been in years past. And so I think Michigan scores 80 again. So what do I need? I need 70 out of Purdue. Well, let's see, 80, 70. And then I just need the game to stay in single digits. That's it. Purdue +9.5, Michigan +9.5. You put all of that together with the boost over at DraftKings, that is a +138. Now, if you don't have the boost, if you don't want to use the boost on this, if you want to use the boost for something else, maybe a booster seat, this by itself is +106. Okay. So you're in plus territory, even if you don't want to use the boost on this, but I'm calling for a tight nip and tuck kind of game. But I do think we're going to see some scoring. So that's how I'm going to play this on the SGP +138 over at DK. Use that boost, folks, 30%.
Oh, I can hear Jimmy World at the local Arby's with a riff there in the middle, Lundy. I absolutely love the fact you're adopting a tactic that I typically employ in the college basketball hardwood. See the Houston and Iowa State game last night. Cha-ching! As a result, speaking of the Cougs, I know they lost that game in Ames, and they just choked it away. Absolutely melted, wilted like a flower down the stretch, giving up a 17-4 run over the last 6.5 minutes after they were in total control of that game. But I still feel they have more than a puncher's chance of winning the national title. Last year's runner-up in the big game could finally get over the hump, and it's 8-1 right now at the score bet. I'm a little bit late to the party on this. I have tickets on Illinois at 20-1, Nebraska at 50-1, and the Florida Gators at 16-1 in this same category. So I think I'm done with those four tickets. Probably going to let them ride. And we're going to see if one of those squads can cut down the nets in Indianapolis. The difference with this team is Kingston Flemings. He is utterly outstanding, amazing in terms of his shot-making ability inside, outside. A supreme defender as well. And that's a calling card of the Cougs. One of the best defensive teams in college basketball. Best on-ball pressure teams in college basketball. The highest turnover rate percentage on defense of anybody in the nation. They're hitting a lot of threes. All they get are second and third chances on every damn possession. Sanak was incredible in Ames last night. Tugler's a guy who's an enforcer in the paint. Of course, they have Emmanuel Sharp too, can splishy and splash him outside. This team is a little bit better than the one that was the silver medalist in college basketball last year. And with the right draw, I think, again, they could be at the top of the podium when it's all said and done. So somebody rocking, knocking the boots, H-Town, baby, to win the national title. 8-1 odds right now at the score. I'm in. And with that, it's time to get after it with another Tequila Tuesday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, we got a scintillating night of college basketball. I'm going to count down some of my favorite bets and numero cinco to start things off. Let's go to a really meaningful matchup of the Big Ten, especially not so much for Nebraska. Plug it away on the 2-3 line come selection Sunday for the Iowa Hawkeyes. The resume, a little bit rickety. They could use a little bit of help. They have spoiled some golden opportunities here down the stretch. They need another marquee win. They only have one quarter one currently on the resume. They have a very high and handsome net, but the net as an individual measurement is used like the old RPI. It's a sorting tool in the committee room. It's not a be all end all. So they got to really beef up the overall profile. They have an opportunity here, but I'm going to roll with the Huskers on the road straight up. As they are underdogs in this game, but a plus 105, grab this there at BetMGM. Here's the reason being is this. This game is going to be played in the half court. It's going to be low possession, to say the least, because Iowa's one of the slowest teams in the nation under Ben McCollum, number 359 adjusted tempo the last 30 days. Nebraska, not exactly sprinting up and down the floor, number 217 in adjusted tempo over the team stretch. But the key in this game, Iowa has been lackluster, has been sorrowful defensively. How bad have they been? Well, their last eight games, under 275 in the country in effective field goal percentage defense, giving up 56.4% inside the arc and 34.5% outside of it. They get bludgeoned on the glass, too. They don't have a lot of bigs. As good as Bennett Sturts is, the beef down low, not exactly packing a whole lot of protein. So Rank Mass could have himself a big game. Some of the strong interior players in Nebraska could really step it up. I just love the floor spacing that Hoiberg runs with this offense. You know, they've knocked off Illinois and Champaign. They've had some key wins at home, knocking off Michigan State. This is a fabulous basketball team, to say the least. The real deal, Holyfield. And I know you got to kind of pinch your nose with this one because a lot of people are saying, how is Iowa favored in this? Well, you know, sometimes the books, even the line seems fishy. They do get it wrong. The Huskers have won consistently on the road. I think they're 6-1 straight up in true road games this year. Lundy, put all together. I love the Huskers tonight. Numero cinco on the counter. Give me Nebraska straight up on the money line in Iowa City. Plus 105 at BetMGM. Fade or follow.
This one's pretty easy for me because we'll be able to keep going. This was actually going to be my plus bus pick until I saw that it was a part of the countdown. I think Nebraska wins this game. You're right. It might be a little hold your nose kind of thing, but I think the depth that the Cornhuskers have and their ability to move the floor and spread the floor is going to be the difference in this one against Iowa. Again, this was going to be my plus bus, so I'm on board. Let's do it.
All right, with the Huskers, let's shuck them, and that be in Iowa.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade Five Countdown. Let's go to an ACC. It is an ACC battle. SMU at home taking on Louisville. And I'm going to roll with the Stangs, plus a 3.5 there, Lundy. I think this one's going to be oh so tizzite in the end. A lighter juice on this at a minus 102 at BetMGM because at tape time, the line jumped to 4.5. So a little bit better value on the original line that opened at. And that 3.5, I think SMU has got a shot here to be a live dog. But I will gladly take the points. I think they're going to lose this game only by a possession if they indeed lose it outright. I look at SMU right now, a number 9 seed on the latest edition of the bracket big board. Louisville right now inside the top 5 seeds, and they could be elevating. This is a quarter one opportunity if the Cardinals can't secure the victory. But you look at SMU, and Boopy Miller is a supreme shot maker, and he could be on point, knowing what is at stake here for the Stangs. Boopy! The Stangs are number 127 adjusted tempo. Louisville, you know, is going to sprint up and down the floor at number 33 in adjusted tempo. SMU, 48 EFG offense. Louisville, number 7, a little bit better there because of Mykael Brown. Defensively, Louisville, you know, sizably ahead of SMU. SMU just 238 AFGD over last month. Louisville and a noise 69 in AFGD. I think the key in this game for SMU is their three-point shooting ability, Lundy. In their last eight contests, according to Bartorvik, 41.7 from way downtown. So they can open up the skies. They can make it rain from the perimeter and keep this thing close as a result. And again, with everything at stake, and they need another resume bolstering win, and they have a golden opportunity tonight. Probably going to be a packed house there in Fort Worth. Put all together, give me SMU. Giddy up with the Stangs. +3.5 against the Louisville Cardinals. -102 at BetMGM. Fade or follow.
I will fade you on this one. However, here's what I will say. If Louisville jumps out a little bit early on, I kind of felt the same way last night, actually, when Iowa State jumped out to that big lead. I felt the same way about Houston. I don't like this at 3.5, Brad, but if a live line got me to, say, 5.5 or 6.5, I think I would jump on it because I'm with you on the outside shooting with the perimeter. But I think three and a half, I'm just not comfortable with. This is a Louisville team that just beat them, 2.5 weeks ago. I can't do it at 3.5, but live dog, then those Mustangs might be barking.
Yeah, you're getting down with something like Mikel Brown. Totally understand it, but saddle up the Stangs, baby. We ride.
#3.
Numero Tres here, the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Another bubblicious matchup, my God. TCU traveling to Orlando, take on Central Florida. I have the Knights right now as the #9 seed on the bracket big board. TCU, a member of my last four in the dance because they have 5 quarter one victories, including one recently against the aforementioned Iowa State Cyclones. I'm going to take the over in this game. I think it's going to be up and down, to say the least. It's going to be, crank the bird land in the background. Take my breath away. Boom, 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 boom. And hopefully both these teams will do that with their scoring aptitude, which they possess. I like the over 154.5 at a -110 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at UCF, 105 in adjusted tempo last 30 days. TCU with #122 in adjusted tempo. So a couple of teams like to rev the engine on a per possession basis. Now, both of them 230 or worse in effective field goal percentage offense. But another reason why I like the fact that I feel the balls go through basket defensively. Both a little bit lackluster. TCU a little bit better at 187 AFGD over the last month. But where is UCF? 356, Lundy. They're nearly dead last in all Division I college basketball and defensive efficiency over that span. They're giving up 60.1% from 2, 37.8% from 3. My God. TCU may be able to hang like 80, 85 without breaking a sweat in this game. And I think UCF, knowing their backs are a bit against the wall in the game, they could really use to help their resume. A loss, is not completely damaging, but it might slide them from a 9 to a 10 seed line. So zip, 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 zip. And what is going to be a high scoring affair, I feel overtime could be a play. We got a tight line in this one. I think old Mickey Mouse in his backyard is going to wave that magic wand like in Fantasia, and poof, we're going to get a whole pile of points. I'm taking the over. TCU UCF 154.5 -110 at DraftKings. Lundy, Numero Tres of the countdown. Fade or follow.
You're going to need some help out of the Knights on this one because you're right about TCU scoring. UCF's going to give up the points. They've given up at least 74, I think, in 7 straight games, and certainly north of 80 in the majority of those. So TCU is going to score. You just got to hope that UCF doesn't get. They don't clinch, you know what I mean? Start to tighten up. They're desperate. They're trying to make sure that they get a good win, especially at home. You really got to hope that they do not get nervous and just start popping jump shots that are stupid. So I'm going to follow, but I think you're going to sweat this one, brother.
Hey, you want to see more bets that I'm popping that are indeed stupid? Go to thegamingjuice.com. Yeah, Jack Wagons, it's absolutely free. Lundy's always free and transparent. Public spreadsheet lives there. Don't worry, folks. He's going to be dropping the puck and making some bucks soon in the NHL when the season resumes after the Olympics. I, of course, am firing all kinds of college basketball futures action on any given night. I'm also rolling out my thoughts on the college basketball bubble. I'm also rolling my thoughts every single day now through Selection Sunday with my accomplished bracket big board. Nobody else does it the way that I do it with the sheer power ranking. So make sure you check that out. Is your team in or out? Where are they seated right now? I'm giving you all the thoughts and the nitty gritty. Absolutely free. You can ask me a question as well. So go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. Hey, guess what? A reminder, it's free. Click, converse, in cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here, the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go back to the Big Ten. It's kind of the theme of this podcast, and another matchup that's going to be ultra tight. Got nationally ranked Wisconsin. The Badgers have been white smoking hot here, Lundy, over the last like 3 or 4 weeks. They have two of the biggest wins on the road in the country this year at Michigan and at my ILL as well. They're going to be on the road against Columbus representatives, that being the Ohio State. Just give me Bucky Badger straight up on the money line. A little bit heavier juice here to minus 125. So if you want to find some other action, parlay it on a simple little two-legger, you could do that. Reduce the juice so you get seduced by the juice. And I actually did that. If you check out the spreadsheet, I took this and I parlayed it with Akron on their alt line of -4.5. And voila, we got to plus money. So whether you're doing it individually or you want to increase the risk and match it with something else so you can get it plus money, be my guest. It's your money. It's your call. Anyway, I digress on why I like the Badgers tonight on the road against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Look, Ohio State is a bit desperate for a marquee win. They don't have a single quadrant one currently on the resume. They're 0-8. This one will not quite qualify. It'd be a quadrant two. When the dust settles, though, come Selection Sunday, maybe Wisconsin's inside the net top 25. They're going to be teetering on that line, and it could become a Q1 opportunity. They just need wins right now to have any kind of argument of an at-large berth in the selection committee room on Selection Sunday. I don't think they're going to get it. The Badgers, number 16, according to Bartorik, over the last 30 days. Ohio State at number 30. In that category overall, the issue with Ohio State is defense. Number 170 effective field goal percentage defense over that 30-day span. They're giving up 53.1% inside the arc, 34.1% outside of it, and they are horrendous. They are horrific on the glass. They're getting their ass kicked repeatedly in the rebounding category. And Wisconsin with Nolan Winter, he plays kind of like a European big at times. So he can go down and crash a glass and keep defenses honest. And Wisconsin's guard play, man, is just special with Blackwell and Boyd. I'm debating firing off a ticket on them at 100-1 to win the national title. Probably better to take them in the Final Four market at like 8-1, 9-1, maybe 10-1. I'll have to, you know, investigate what the offerings are at the various sports books, but this Wisconsin team is firing all cylinders right now. They're shooting 38% from way downtown over the last 8 games. They're going to play unintimidated basketball there in Columbus. So give me Bucky Badger on the money line at the Ohio State at a minus 125 at BetMGM. Numero dos on the countdown. Lundy, there to follow.
I don't have anything to add other than the fact that my computer is like glitching right now. So I think whatever was happening to you, whatever was happening to you the last couple of weeks, you have somehow passed along to me like a flu virus. Yes, I will follow. I like Wisconsin to get the win on the road against the Buckeyes.
Lundy is all of a sudden a stiff robot. Get me some oil.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the hashtag Tequila Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to the marquee matchup of the night. Lundy is going to live in the middle, and he's hoping that the game has did you take the over or the under, Lundy? Remind me.
course you ask me that while I'm muted. I took the total down to 149.5, and then I'm playing the over. Uh-huh.
Okay, taking the over. So you need some points, and I think they could pile up in this one. They should, quite honestly. This game is going to be a definition of nip and tuck. This game likely is going to come down to the final possession. And what you have to ask yourself is Michigan going to actually absorb their second loss of the season? I think they will. I like PU. I don't think they're going to be smelly at all. Give me the Boilers. Boiler up, baby! On the money line against Mighty Michigan at a +177, folks. I got this at DraftKings. They gave me a 30% boost as well just for this game. So, yeah, I applied that. I bet now. Okay, take my money. And there you go. Bada bing, bada boom. You get to +177. Purdue is definitely woo, woo, woo. They're like a Rottweiler that's voracious and hungry. They're very much a live barking dog in this game. The awesome play of Braden Smith, one of the best pure point guards in college basketball. Probably going to go out there, score 15, maybe drop 15 dimes as well. Kaufman Wren has started to play better. Clough is going to have to play well defensively against Morrow there in the interior. And Fletcher Lawyer has all of a sudden become a king of consistency. Wildly erratic and unreliable earlier this year. His last three games have been awesome. So if you get efforts from the stars of Purdue and some of the ancillary complimentary players step their game up, they could win this sucker out right there inside what is sure going to be deafening in decibels, and that being Mackey Arena, one of the best venues in all of college basketball, right on top of the action, really kind of condensed environment, amplifies the sound. I've seen a couple of games there, one of my favorite places to go to. You look at the nitty-gritty here, Purdue number 314 adjusted tempo over the last 30 days. It is a contrast in styles as Michigan is number 41 adjusted tempo over that same span. Michigan 21 in EFG offense, 16 in EFG defense, Purdue 78 in EFG offense. And this might be worrisome to some, 242 in EFG defense. But I will say this about Purdue. Their defense has tightened the screws in the last about 2 to 3 games. So if they continue along that path, they've been much better in that category and should be able to defend quite well. Michigan, they can really score inside because of Mara, because of Yaxel, Lindenborg. Their bigs are incredible. They got strong wing play. The guard play has been mostly reliable with Cadeau and friends this year. They generate a ton of second chances. So box out, Purdue, box out. And if Purdue can really make it rain from outside, I think they're going to win this game outright. I mean, that Mackey crowd is going to play a major factor. So I'm hammering down, Lundy, with the Boilers numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Purdue. Money line against Mighty Michigan, +177 with the boost at DraftKings. Again, I know you're living in the middle, so don't be a coward with this one. Fade or follow?
I'm going to fade. I like my bet better than yours. Right? Come on. I got a chance. All I need, you just said this is going to come down to the final possession, and I did a +9.5 both ways, where I just need the game to stay in single digits, and then I need 150 points. That's all I need. Brad, what? You're down here looking for three-pointers out of the boiler. Look, I'm not saying Purdue can't win this game. I just happen to like my bet better than yours. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Paint crew, if you win, hop on a flight to Denver, find Lundy, and beat the brakes off of him. That's all I'm going to say.
That's not nice. That's not nice. Hey, Purdue is on the short list of where my daughter may be going to school next year, so I got to be nice here. To the Boilers. All right. So, I should know in the next few weeks, but I know it's on the short list.
All right. Well, boiler up indeed. It's going to be a party in West Lafayette tonight. All right, Lundy, it's bonus time. Bonus time. Whether you're looking at the futures market or more college basketball, that's really all we have to choose from, unless you want to bet on the Olympics like a sicko. Just give me another bet or two if you have one. What do you got?
I'll give you two on the hardwood, and then yes, believe it or not, we're going to the ice. Get ready for that one. Two on the hardwood for you. I know they don't have Caleb Wilson, but I think 6.5 is too many points. I will take UNC +6.5 on the road against the Wolfpack this evening.
I disagree.
All That's all right. You can disagree. You're supposed to disagree. Is about. Anyway, I think it's too many points. I think North Carolina can keep this close. I think that there's an underestimation in terms of the depth of that Tar Heels team. Yes, I know how good Caleb Wilson is. I know that everyone in Tar Heel Nation right now is like, sacrificing whatever they have to in the hopes that he's back in time for the tournament. But I think UNC can keep this thing close, even if NC State manages to pull off the victory without Wilson out there on the floor. Then go to the late night tip. You know how much I hate them. But at the same time, I'm going to lay the 2.5 with the Ducks against Minnesota. Look, both of these teams are not all that great, but here's the thing. They both suck on the road, and Eugene is a pretty decent home court advantage, even though this Ducks team is not all that good. So I will lay the points. I think the Ducks win this one by probably a half a dozen against the Gophers this evening. And then, yes, we are going to the ice, two-legger in the Olympics. This is fun. I mean, I actually really kind of like this a lot. I actually did this as a two-unit bet, folks. Coming up on Thursday in the women's hockey, give me the U.S. to take the gold. Give me Sweden to take the bronze. Both of the games taking place on Thursday. If you parlay those two together, again, all they got to do is win. Sweden and the U.S., it's -103. Over at DraftKings. So it's almost even money. You guys have already seen the stats. If you've been paying attention, the U.S. team is flat out waxing everyone that they're playing. They're playing Canada for gold. They already beat them 5-0. The U.S. team has allowed a goal, one in the entire Olympics, folks. That's insane. And then over on the other side in the bronze medal game, it'll be the early game on Thursday. That one is Sweden and Switzerland. I know that Switzerland put up a little bit more of a fight than people thought in terms of the bracket play getting up to this, but Sweden is the better team. If you go and look at everything that was taking place during all of the round robin play, the two best teams were Sweden and the U.S. So if Sweden takes the bronze, the U.S. takes the gold, -103 on a two-legger. That's over at DraftKings. At BetMGM, it's like -104. But at Caesars, at FanDuel, it's up in the like -1 teens, right? So like -113, -117 at that range. So get over to DraftKings. You're going to get better odds if you do that two-legger. And then it'll give you a reason to be up super early on Thursday to watch Switzerland and Sweden play women's hockey. It'll just be fun. And then again, the U.S. Has just been dominating over there. It's really actually pretty sick how good this women's team is this year. All right, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois, who I know has some more play for us on the hardwood.
Oh, yes. That Sweden matchup requires canned fish. I think at about 6 a.m.
Well, just get those little, get the little candied ones, the little Swedish fish.
Much better.
The little red ones, those things are so
much
good.
More palatable.
Yeah, exactly. My mother's favorite candy, as a matter of fact. All right, give us some candy, Brad. Let's get some winners.
All right, hopefully we're not going to have any cavities with some of these picks. Let's go with the Team Huevos parlay play, and I'm just going to give you who I like here on the four-leg money line, which means all these teams got to do is win straight up. NC State's going to win. I think NC State, honestly, has got to cover the 6.5. That line seems highly suspect, but that is a team that can absolutely splishy and splash from outside, and they desperately need to win. Will Wade's been calling them out. So I think NC State's got to rise to the occasion against a lackluster defensive team, North Carolina. St. Louis, Billiken's on the road against Rhode Island. They're a wagon, folks. They're a dangerous team. This is a squad you shouldn't sleep on in your bracket. They can really light up the scoreboard. It's got to be smoking in Rhode Island tonight. All they got to do is win straight up. Michigan State. They're at home. They're taking on UCLA. UCLA right now teetering on being in or out of the NCAA tournament. They could use a win. You know, Mick Cronin's already curmudgeon and pissed that he's having to travel now east of the Mississippi yet again, but he is. The Sparty party is going to reign supreme. They're going to win there inside Breslin. And the same goes with Big Blue Nation, Kentucky, taking on a Georgia team that is trending in the wrong direction because they're not playing any defense whatsoever. Big Blue Nation, I think, will get a win inside Rupp. So to recap, buddy, the Team Huevos parlay play, four-leg money line. All they got to do is win. NC State, St. Louis, Michigan State, Kentucky, +155. Built there, ooh, generously and handsomely, at BetMGM. Elsewhere, bonus time, bonus time. I got one more bet for you, Lundy. Actually, I got two. An SGP plus. I'm going to go with the Miami Hurricanes. I know Miami, Ohio, unblemished, is in action. I'm going to make a bet on that team here in a second. But give me the Miami Hurricanes on the money line. I'm going to take the total down to 139.5 and slam the over. They're taking on Virginia Tech down at Coral Gables. I think both those legs are going to hit. And I'm going to parlay it with the plus coming in here. Louisville SMU. I'll take the total down to 154.5. As I mentioned, this game is going to be fast-paced. Both teams are really going to, you know, fill up the cup. I'll take the over 154.5 as a result. So Miami money line, the game on the over 139.5, the all total. Louisville SMU over on all total 154.5. That's plus 105 there at Caesars. And last one for you. Three-legger, Miami of Ohio on the money line as they're taking on UMass, another challenge for them and their dream of an undefeated season. I'll take the Florida Gators down. They're favored by 20-plus against South Carolina at home. I'll take it down just Florida minus 12.5, and I'll take TCU and UCF. I like the over on the standard line. Obviously, I love the over on the alt line, 143.5. So Miami of Ohio money line. Florida on the alt line minus 12.5 against the Gamecocks, and TCU UCF on the over 143.5 on that all total plus 132 built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. I have all kinds of additional bets on my spreadsheet. Check it out. Lundy, I'm sure, does as well. But we are out of breath and out of time on this edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Who was a favor? Would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your leisure, at your convenience? Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter at Nate Lundy and myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Go to our friends at Betalytics. Use promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE. For 25% off their projections, including college basketball, right stinking now. For the handsome and lovely Nathaniel Lundy,
I am I'm
Brad
Evans.
Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Embarrass him, NC State. Embarrass him.